The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What about you?
My boyfriend's really into it, and I'll watch shit, but I like, in general, I'll fall asleep in films like that I even like. I'm just a sleeper.
Do you have narcolepsy?
So I watch films at like 4 in the afternoon, and then I can see the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I'm more of the French, French kind of gal,
it's kind
less of the
really
genre.
It's not like
she's
a really
like me.
Thing.
I love the French films. I can watch
like,
that.
I love
watch
films
like
too.
Indie shit, but like human stories. But yeah, I can watch it, but I'm not like, you know, a fiend.
Okay. I mean, I know these two are super into stuff. And
I'm not a big Star Wars fan.
No, you like Star Trek, though, right?
Not really.
What do you like?
I don't like Star Trek.
I have never seen a single minute of Star Trek.
Neither.
Yeah, I mean, I was a kid watching reruns of original Star Trek, so I still have a lot of fondness for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kirk and Scotty and that I still have great affection for. But most of the recent Trek related things have been very cold to me. Like, I just don't care.
Yeah,
and of course I was a little kid when Star Wars came out, so I loved that.
Yeah.
But most of the things that came after that, I just didn't care about.
Okay. So what's something that happened, like, without giving away any spoilers, when during the season, we're jumping all over the place, but I don't care. When during the season do you think is the most, a moment that happens that fans are going to kind of be like, oh shit.
Oh my God, like, there's so many of those.
The biggest oh shit moment.
The end
the biggest?
I feel like this is like, there's so many. Yeah.
I think it's going to be towards the end.
Yeah.
When?
Yeah. Six.
Okay.
The end of six.
Final
is...
answer.
You going to friends?
Pretty much all of episode six is pretty epic. I mean,
we're like
double our budget pattern in visual effects in six. We're having to steal money from other episodes to make six work.
The rest of
so
episodes,
big.
Like, we have, like, yeah. You see a hand hold a spaceship.
A spaceship.
It's like, and we have a Jon Snow doll, and like, we're like, I'm holding it.
And then a Tyrannosaurus comes in, and like, yeah. Makes it off. Wait, speaking of, so I noticed something as well, because the episode, like I said, I saw the first episode, and they have, like, the placeholders in for the VFX. And there's a moment where there's a fucking Millennium Falcon and there's a Death Star.
Yeah, so what it is, what that was is, there's supposed to be a holographic display of a bunch of ships, and the compositor who was like just picking the positions where the ships would be just had these like 3D wireframe renderings
of
a Millennium Falcon and a Star Destroyer, and just use those as placeholders, and it looks hilarious when you see it. Yeah.
So it's you're watching the actual episode and you see those ships in the episode?
Yeah, no, what you see is a bunch of people standing around a table, and there's a holographic display on the table of where they're looking where ships are, and all the ships in the display are like Star Destroyers and Millennium Falcons.
But how cool if that ship was in the show?
No.
Yeah. Right. It was like an Easter egg. Have you found that Easter egg?
See, it would be fantastic for 3 seconds until Lucas.
Can someone tell me what the Easter egg is from the last season?
No, there's an Easter egg from season one that no one's found still.
No.
He won't tell anyone what it is. No. It's a Simpsons Easter egg, right?
That's right.
He won't tell anyone what it is.
It's a pretty deep cut. It's going to be tough for anybody to find. But
can he tell me after?
Wait, but like, and he said if someone figures it out, he'll give them a signed.
Oh, yeah, full set of signed hardcovers.
Which I kind of feel like is a whack gift.
some of those things are worth
like two seasons since then. You should add to that.
Some of those things are worth hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
No, I think that's great. Yeah. I think you should add, because it's like every season that it goes that no one figures
but I don't have to do what you say, sure. It's literally the best thing about being me.
Well, on that note,
you saw her face. She was kind of like, "Oh shit, you don't."
I was like, "Hey, you're right, okay." So,
Shh. Yeah,
it's okay.
We're rolling here.
This is very high art that we're producing right here. So wait, let's. I want to pull some fan questions from Twitter. Some people actually had some pretty much better questions than I do. You know, as happens. Okay, so here's one. Has it ever been explained where Head Julie came from Miller? Was she just a hallucination, or was a protomolecule somehow involved?
Those are excellent questions that we're not going to answer.
So that's a spoiler.
No, it's just...
You're just never going to answer
it. It's backstory.
Everybody gets to decide for themselves.
Art. So that means you don't have an answer.
No, I know exactly what the answer is.
Come on, he has an answer.
And they'll get the answer eventually, won't they? I mean, like...
Because will Wes get the answer ever? Because like he wants to know.
He wants to know.
No, but I mean...
I'll tell you after.
No, I know. we've talked about this. I'm just saying, like, but soon they will...
No.
That's a lot of stuff I don't know.
We like a universe in which...
I'm realizing that now.
Yeah. But you learn...
Oh, Dom is terrifying.
See? No, I'm not.
Yeah, absolutely. And for everyone.
He told me that you're the only person he won't tease because he's afraid of you.
Yeah, I don't tease Dom.
No.
She's terrifying. Yeah,
I don't think he's terrified. Like
I'm almost positive she has a razor blade in her boot right now.
Yeah. It's actually in my
See,
it's like her hair's so big, it's full secrets.
I'm a member of the Peaky Blinders.
Well, so there's a Pam Grier movie where she does that. She hides razor blades in her fro and then picks a fight with a girl who grabs her hair and then it cuts her fingers all
the
time.
That's where I got the idea from.
Amazing. Yeah. Like, anything you do that is like Pam Grier is awesome. Pam Grier is one of my favorites.
Which one was that?
Was that one Foxy Brown or was that Coffee? It was one of the two. But I don't remember exactly which one. But yes.
Also, is it possible anyone else survived the Doniger explosion?
Everybody saw that same explosion, right? I mean, if you can live as purple gas, then you're probably okay.
You're saying there's a chance.
No. There's always a chance.
No. Four people got off that shit.
So far, I just threw in two random movie like one-liners right there.
And I know who asked those questions. That's Brianna Wu.
Yeah.
Tell her to stop asking complicated questions.
Okay. You heard that, Brianna. Stop asking complicated questions. In which scenes did each actor feel the most immersed in their setting or role? Was it your little coffee temper tantrum?
Why is it so little?
Yeah. Why it gotta be little, Cher?
Off mic. I don't know. We should be discussing that.
Yeah, probably. It's probably the time. Yeah. But we haven't seen yet.
They won't see it yet. Yeah, but it's not like a huge spoiler.
No, it's not.
I mean, I think the whole thing is shot on a studio, so they create these amazing elaborate sets. So every, you know, when you're on the Rossi or anything, you're totally immersed in that ship or in that, you know, I mean, it's easy to kind of grab onto that with your imagination being in the world. And like when they IO and running in those tunnels. And so, yeah, that's the answer.
Are we allowed to talk about IO?
That one for me, but I can't say it because that was like the most legit
real life crazy.
Set that I had. Like,
which one?
That one.
The R.
Yeah. The R.
Top left.
But I guess everybody can see that in the first block.
This is going to be a real entertaining
podcast.
It's just
podcast. So hard. Like,
that poster in the top left corner.
Should we go back to talking about the Covenant? Would that be like a better
We certainly could.
Or Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow was great in that movie.
We're talking about Jon Snow. He's so good.
He was so good in that movie.
The Fresh and Wild Girl.
You know who would make the best War and Peace?
Jon Snow.
In his first. Which he has, like, his fiance made him dress up as Jon Snow to go to a Halloween party.
She did.
No.
She's my hero.
So they go into a costume shop, and the woman there didn't recognize him, but said, "Oh my God, you look like Jon Snow. I have the costume." And she turns to him. She goes, "I won't love you anymore if you don't wear it." So he got it and then wore it to a Halloween party, and everybody was like, "Dude, you're pathetic." So his girlfriend like made him fiance made him embarrass himself at a party with all their friends.
That's just hilarious.
That's fantastic.
I'm
so
with her.
My fucking
hair. Yeah, me too. I'd have him wearing that costume.
Like, I want
all the fucking time.
Now.
I'm like, that's what I want you to wear on our wedding day. Like, yeah. I'm marrying Jon Snow, not you.
You're like, we're having a Game of Thrones themed wedding, but then like tell him that.
Thank you.
But then don't dress up. But don't dress up like that.
Oh my
god. So he
god.
Cosplays and you don't.
You know what?
Everyone's
so
like,
you're
oh,
Jon Snow. Right.
Jon Snow. Yeah. That's
you know
cool.
What really made
exactly. Like, you're awesome.
Oh,
she's
oh.
Fabulous in a wedding dress.
You know what really made me happy was Josh Brolin went to a Halloween party as 80s Goonies.
Yeah, that's
Goonies
right.
Josh Brolin with the
thing
in the sweats, cut off sweats and
I
everything.
I saw that picture.
With the, yeah, I was like, this is so great.
What was his name again? Awesome.
Josh Brolin.
No, the character. I know Mikey was the little brother. What was the older
what is
brother?
His name?
Was it Brandon? I feel like it was Brandon. That's such an 80s older brother
Mikey.
Name. Brandon. right?
Probably, yeah, that's the quintessential older brother, Brandon.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
That's Troy. A great movie.
Troy.
Was it Troy? Because that would be also another. No,
Troy
was
the bad guy. Troy is always the bad guy.
Troy was the bad guy.
Yeah. Troy's and anyone with a British accent.
Always.
Always the bad guy.
What's the bad guy? What's William Zabka's name in Karate Kid? Johnny?
Johnny.
No.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
Wait, you know that they have a spin-off series that's on YouTube?
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't either.
Because
I want it to be good.
If they,
it's called Cobra Kai.
If they made it in the tone that the original movie was made, it'd be great.
Yeah.
But if they're going to try to make fun of it, it's not going to work.
No.
Because if you're earnest, you're going to make everybody laugh.
Right.
But as soon as you're like, hey, I'm
yeah,
you know,
you're clowning on yourself, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Like, I would be so happy if it was like, imagine like if they were in the tone and they had like another karate tournament and, you know.
Bless okay, me. Wait, so now I have another question. If you could star in any 80s remake.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Any 80s movie.
Oh, wow.
You know what? Let me rephrase that question.
Go ahead.
So imagine that, so not restar, not a remake, but like you can actually star in that original movie.
Ooh.
So like they were going to like Alien was never made, so they're going to remake it and you can be in that movie.
Okay. Would be the Faculty. Is that an 80s movie?
No,
it's a 90s. That's like 2005.
That's 2000. That's not even
Josh
90s.
Hartnett. It's like 2005.
The Faculty. Elijah Wood.
Yeah, that's 2000.
That was like
damn.
I think it came out the same year as The Covenant.
Footloose.
It came out like around that time. I'm not being a dick.
Mine would probably be
as much as I do love to tease you. I'm really not teasing you right now.
It definitely came out around the same time.
This is a great question.
That was like
Flashdance or Breakdance.
Shit, this is a great question.
Thank you.
About time.
You'd be good in Flashdance.
Flashdance.
You can make that work.
Faculty came out
in 2003, right?
It came out in 1998.
Oh.
See, that's what I said. It was a 90s movie.
Yeah, you're right.
I thought it was 2000s, but okay.
Yeah, I didn't think it was 2000. I was like, I was on TemTV then.
So you were like over it.
Oh, yeah, I was over.
Frankie, you can do a 90s movie because
80s. What's that movie with Eddie Murphy and Welcome to America?
Yeah.
Oh, Coming to America.
Coming to America. They just had a McDowell's pop-up shop.
I love that film.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
That's one of the best movies ever.
Fuck, I wouldn't mind.
It looks incredible.
Fridays and nights.
They just had a McDowell's pop-up shop in L.A. Like, this week.
What?
Yeah. McDowell's from
Coming
to America.
Yeah. Well,
oh my god, I'm so gonna
the Golden Arcs.
Golden Arcs.
There's no seeds on our bud.
Alright,
so Coming to America.
If Friday was an 80s movie, I'd want to star in that with a girl. So it
would
be.
But would you want to be Felicia?
You're not.
No,
Ice Cube.
I mean I would want to be.
You're
Ice
not
Cube
Ice Cube.
Chris Tucker.
You're not.
Chris Tucker.
You're no Ice Cube.
I could be Chris.
Friday
Tucker.
Would be so fun. I don't know if you're Chris Tucker.
Hey.
Yeah.
Are you Chris Tucker?
Neil Long? No, I don't want to be one of the girls. I want to be one of the leads.
Yeah. You want to be Tuba?
No, be Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker's funny.
I want to be Chris Tucker. Yeah.
Chris Tucker's hilarious.
I'm not an actor.
It's Friday.
If you could have made
you ain't got no job. You got shit to do. I'll get you out of it.
I'm like, I love that.
Oh, shit.
I can legit quote that entire
movie. Aliens?
Yeah. So he said aliens, which...
Aliens.
James Cameron aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still the best science fiction movie ever made.
No,
you'd want to be in Aliens.
No, I would want to have made Aliens. I'm
made
an actor.
Okay.
I have no aspirations toward actoring.
Okay, actoring.
You could be Hudson.
Yeah.
You'd be great as Hudson.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
See, it's tough because it depends on, because like Kyle Reese and Terminator, mm-hmm. that's like one of my all-time favorite protagonists. But then you know, anything about Ferris Bueller's Day Off, like that'd be a lot of fun to do. It's like great work with John Hughes.
Yeah.
You know.
My favorite one's a 90s film.
That's all right. You can pick a 90s film.
Because then I was like, Jumanji, I would have loved to be in that.
Really? But they're doing the remake with The Rock.
Yeah, but not. I mean, the original.
Like the original.
One of the kids.
Okay.
With one of Robin those kids Williams. Was in my elementary school in New York.
Really?
Yes, three.
That's so random.
True story.
Which he always has some like random connection to someone. He's like, oh yeah. He's like, I used to like, you know, hang out with them when I was like 14.
You know what that's called? Growing up in New York.
Yeah. That is what it is. That's what it's nothing
he
to
always
do
has,
with.
He's like, yeah. He's like, this girl I grew up with, her dad like owned CBGBs. So I'm like,
chill.
He's just, like,
that's also
so,
true though.
I know. He's like, it was so nonchalant. He's like, yeah. And I was like,
couch.
Whatever.
Try growing up.
It's like not even a normal thing to have like in a friend. Like,
try growing up in North Georgia.
Yeah.
I went to school with the mattress king of Atlanta. You know what I mean? It's a big difference going on.
Right, so you knew the mattress king of Atlanta?
I knew the mattress king.
Wait a minute.
You knew? Smyrna. I'm sorry. The mattress king of Smyrna. Atlanta. I actually walked by him before. But
I don't know him.
Yeah, I don't know him. Yeah.
All right, so wait, what movie, if you could be him, so far as people
I'm
off?
Curious about Steven's movie.
Why? Because you're just going to say what he says?
Well, no.
Probably. Do you want your answer to be cooler?
Okay, I'm having a hard time. I think it's an interesting conversation to discuss because yeah. Conan would be a fun.
I was going to say, like, I'm waiting really for these, fun. Like.
You're no Schwarzenegger.
I agree with that. I agree with
you
that.
You are a killjoy.
No, but that's true. He's speaking the truth.
He's Schwarzenegger, I believe.
You can be whatever you want.
He is a bit more subtle than you.
that is a part that requires some subtlety.
I'd probably say Terminator.
Terminator?
Yeah.
Okay.
Over the top. Stallone.
Oh my god. I knew he was going to say Stallone to me. What is he going to say?
I forgot you're a big Stallone fan.
It was between Over the Top and Cobra.
Why did you pick the worst Stallone movie?
Whatever that movie is.
Because
amazing.
It's so genius.
Cobra's not the worst Stallone
movie. No,
it's so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
He's a truck driver that arm wrestles to save his son.
And he's lifting away with one arm while he's driving.
Sweet. Could you imagine that pitch?
No, like that's there? What makes him genius.
And then you go to the pitch, and then you're like, but here's the thing. He loses, but then he turns his hat around. It's like, oh my god. Yeah, the turning the hat around gives you massive. Oh, that's it.
And the kid's like,
do it, Dad. Do it. And I'm like, why don't you just turn your hat around in the beginning?
His name is Hawk. No, that's the best part.
Yeah. And then the whole like the action sequence of the arm wrestle, yeah. Where the camera keeps panning in and out, but no one's moving because it's an arm wrestle.
Yeah.
They keep having it like pan back in and out the whole time.
And he gives it the same intensity that he does
so
like
good.
Pretty much every single line he delivers in every single movie.
Frankie's in New Zealand again.
Yeah.
That's fine. She like passed out, woke back up, had some tea.
She's on the beach.
Passed out again. Yeah.
So wait, I said my movie. So Coming to America, Friday.
I said my movie.
I'm just like, I did my part. I showed
no,
up.
Mine is
I woke up. I'm here.
What's your movie? Jersey
did
Girl?
I? You didn't say like a prop I won.
That's cute. She was bad.
Geely.
Oh, Flashdance, yeah. I said.
Right. Death Stare.
Flashdance is my
movie. I would have to like make it. I wouldn't want to like be in it.
Okay, what movie?
I don't know. I have to think about
like,
that.
What are some that are in the running?
Like, if I wrote the movie?
Yeah.
This is, like, Wes's favorite subject.
I know. I, like, seriously have to think about this.
I'm kind of disappointed no one picked Cobra.
No, it's Coming to America. Cobra's 1988.
I've done good.
You did?
Yeah, you did.
Yes. Sometimes I like rom-coms a lot, but then sometimes I like really, like...
So, Pretty Woman.
No, because it's, like, kind of problematic.
Yeah.
She's a prostitute, dude.
Hmm.
And it's like okay. Not great.
<Is that bad? laughs>
I mean, like it's like the whole like save me like rich white guy from being a prostitute. It's like the whole savior thing.
Okay.
It's like, I mean, I love the movie. Don't get me wrong. Shakira's hot in it, but I wouldn't want to write
the piano scene.
Yeah, the piano scene.
He plays the white guy who saves the problematic girl in a lot of movies.
Yeah, I think that was like the whole early part of his career.
Yeah, that was what he did. The Officer and a Gentleman, where he carries her out of the factory in his arms.
Yeah.
At the end, it's supposed to be the big romantic.
That was the first time I learned what that little towel was for,
89?
Too.
89? Oh. No, right. I think it's 90.
American Gigolo.
It's 90.
He was really hot in American Gigolo.
What
1990
also. But isn't that the story of all rom-coms?
No, like When Harry Met Sally is a good rom-com.
So you would want to do that
rom-com.
It's because it's very like
so you
I like the banter in it.
Oh my god.
No, but I would want to make like The Godfather or something.
See, that's of course you would.
No.
You're no Brando.
We're going.
I said I'm going to break it.
You're no Coppola.
I could be a head to go there.
I could be a
Coppola.
You could be that.